This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Joining us on Hope 1032 is Andrew Johnson. He is the advocate for children and young people. And this week is Youth Week. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Andrew.
Good morning and happy Youth Week.
Andrew, you spend a lot of time chatting to young people about what's going on in their world and ensuring that their voice is heard and their perspective is heard. We've heard a lot over the last few weeks about cricketers, the ball tampering scandal, and the fact that so many young people have been quite shocked looking up to these heroes on the sporting field and seeing these fallen heroes. What did you find as you talked to young people about heroes? Did you find that that's exactly what they're feeling? Is that more of our perception of that situation?
I think it's more of an adult perception of the situation. When we asked children and young people who their heroes were, their number one answer was parents and guardians. So I think, you know, whether that's we do a lot of activities with children and young people, and it comes across all the time. But when we asked them that exact question, when we asked adults that same question, they came back with celebrities and sports stars. So I think children and young people, particularly this generation, there's lots of stereotypes, which is a really important message to understand during Youth Week. The issue around this generation being a bit special, we call them Generation Compassion. We asked children and young people aged 12 to 24, what's your hopes and desires for your generation? And their number one answer was to make the world a better place. We know that 3 out of 5 of this generation do some kind of volunteering or community work. And when asked why, they said again, is to give back or to make the world a better place. So we've got an extraordinary responsibility, those of us who are looking after children and young people, to ensure that we give them all that they need to do, given that they're saying that they're caring about the other first. Well, we do lots of consultations on lots of different things. And one of the major answers is, people who need help, we need to ensure that they get the help they do. So whether that's in the classroom, whether that's in detention, whether that's in the bullying, children aren't saying, I want help to be given to me. What they're saying is they're looking out for the other. So we're pretty lucky to have such a generation that's coming through. And that's reinforced by the fact that they are looking up to adults in their lives, parents and guardians and others, to give them the inspiration to move forward.
Andrew, this is it's a little bit of a convoluted question, but your role as an advocate for children and young people, it must be on one hand quite challenging because you're representing a demographic people group that their ideas are growing and forming, their personality and identity is growing and forming. How do you find the place where you kind of walk between what they want and what they actually need?
Well, I think one of the surprising things for those people who don't spend their life listening to children and young people is they're experts in their own lives. So when we're going out and asking them to give clear recommendations, they're clearer and more practical than if you sat down with adults. So when you give children and young people the opportunity to be included in the decisions that affect them, they take it really seriously. They think about what's going to be the best outcome. And the great thing about this generation is they're thinking about what's the best outcome for kids doing it tough. So whatever topic that we go out and listen to children about, I get the education. I come back with recommendations that are workable to give to government, to NGOs, to all kinds of groups across society. So I'd encourage everyone to, if they're thinking about working with children and young people, if they're thinking about doing something, make sure they're involved in the process because they come up with some corkers of ideas. And it's very important that we involve them so we get our policies and our programs right because they are the end users. I think the other important thing to create great citizens and members of the community by allowing them to be a part of decision-making process, it has the spin-off effect is they're more community-minded, they're better citizens. So there are many reasons as to why we should include children and young people. But first and foremost is they give you great ideas that are very practical.
Great. Hey, Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, mate. That was really informative and really insightful.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.